open a separate bank account and get a separate debit card. Trust me, I created a mess a couple of years ago that cost me a lot of money for my accountant to weed through because I didn't have that. Yeah. Budgeting. Think about your budget. You always hear about coffee spends, avocado smashed, avocado on toast, all that kind of stuff. But that actually is sort of like something to think about when you're like making art and what your priorities are. And also, sometimes I have a buy nothing day where I actually just do not pay for a thing. Usually I'm at work where I can't go out and buy stuff, but that's quite good. I actually calculated this for this talk. 5 coffees a week can be $1,200 a year. It's quite a lot of money that you could be paying for half a computer with, kind of thing. Okay, consider getting an accountant. That has changed my life. Yeah, it's a good one. Try not to pay in cash for art stuff because the accountant doesn't like it. So use that debit card if you can, if you've got money to put in there. I mean, like, I've also plucked money out of my savings account to put into my art account because I have to. Yeah. Keep your receipts, honestly, especially if you go on a residency and they're all in Chinese. Like, try and write down on the back what the thing was for. Yeah. Really helpful. Learn how to write an invoice. Potentially you might want to be GST registered, especially if you're starting a business. Might be some people here who are GST registered. Usually it's, yeah, 60 grand a and over, that's usually the income level that you're expected to be.
Yeah, but even if you aren't, even if you're making a loss, you can still, you start thinking about like your house. If you use 10% of your house or this bit of your house, you can start paying bits of your rent.
Yep.
And it's when you can't come to its power, and it's like when you start thinking, it's all little bits that come in. And if that's something you can claim a bit of GST, it's just thinking differently.
Yeah, think business like so I make work at home in the lounge. I pay for my partner's food sometimes. My partner pays for the internet, but then the accountant can still claim off the internet that my partner pays for because it's all in the bigger pool of stuff, right? Yeah. So think about that. It might be a thing, but even GST registered or not, your accountant can still help you with that stuff. And like if you drive somewhere per kilometer, they can figure out how much you can claim on taxes. Learn how to use Excel. That's been helpful. Remember to pay yourself if you get paid. I'm lucky enough at the moment where if I sell an artwork, I give half that money to my art account and half the money into my savings account. That's just how it is at the moment, so I can actually enjoy that. And then KiwiSaver, if you're on a lowish income, do you guys know about this? If you're on a lowish income and you're not putting the, I think it's $1,054 or $24 a year into your KiwiSaver, you miss out on $521 that the government give you. So every June there's a cutoff. And so what I did is because my income's so low, I put my KiwiSaver up to 8%, so I'm always going to pay that grand, so I always get the money from the government. And if you go through a stint, say if you go overseas for a few months, you're not paying into your KiwiSaver, so for your ultimate all-round yearly input into that, it might be just underneath that money that you're meant to get the money from the government. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just thinking about that stuff, or if you're unemployed for a short time, you can still pay money into your KiwiSaver so you get that money. Yeah. Just being on top of that, because then that's just free money you're missing out on.
What was the first shelter that, sorry?
I think
4% is
$1,024 or $1,054,
yeah. Every June there's going to be a cutoff, so go onto that sorted.co.nz website and that will have that detail, or Google the full 500 and it will show